You are at the Odyssea Buoy, in the heart of the marine and cultural area of Grisang, which stretches from Narbonne Plage to Port-la-Nouvelle. Grisang was in Roman times the access way which allowed ships to reach the important part of Narbonne. Through Odyssea, you can renew part of its history. Its heritage, its landscapes, its very ancient past has turned Grisang into a city which has a unique maritime history. On your left, the marina. At the end, the castle of Grisang, which was used as a lookout post for the coast. If you are at the moment on the old Grazel Lake, it is its beach which is facing you, one of the five beaches of Grisang. A bit higher up is the massive de la Clappe. At its heart, the landmark, the Chapelle Notre-Dame des Osiers. On your right, just before you leave the port, Perle Grisanaise, where you can taste the fruits de mer. Behind you are the chalets. Do not miss the festival of Saint Pierre on the 29th of June. All day the whole village lives to the rhythms of the fishermen and their traditions. Take time also to go to the Halle de la Pêche in the old Grisang and to visit the salt marshes and their eco museum. In Grisang, water sport activities are many. Sailing, yachting, as well as catamarans, surfboarding, and funboard on the Matey Lake. Everything is geared to discover the sea and its pleasure boats. Fishing instructors and yachting, renting boats for jet skiing, canoes, kayaks, pedalos, as well as its club for scuba diving. But the most important place is the Capitainery. The Grisang Marina with its 1,300 rings has been modernized to offer to yachtsmen services of quality all year long as well as advice on the coast. Grisang is indeed a city with two cultures, the sea and also the lakes. Take time to discover it. You will not be disappointed. On the contrary, you will become like many before you, ambassadors of Grisang, of its treasures and riches.